Good day, everyone. Welcome back to the 23 Podcast. Wherever you are listening, whenever you're listening, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Parker Kern here, along with another guest this week, Sarah Roof. How are you today, Sarah?
Hey, I'm doing great. Great to be on the podcast here. This is fun.
And isn't that great?
Yeah.
It's nice. Father again this week, a little busy with the schedule. So Sarah, again, graciously stepped up to help. Last week, Father was out. We had Bobby in last week. So this week we have you here. This is wonderful. We should do this rotating panel thing. I like this.
I agree. I've had people tell me before that I should make a blog or do a vlog before. So really? I've never done it, but well, that's what I've been told. So I don't know.
This could be the start of something new for you.
Who knows? I've never done it. So who knows? New chapter, new whatever.
You've got a long way to explore. And this could be it.
Your who
big
knows?
Break, your yeah. big break into digital media. It's not the friendliest place. No, just kidding. It's great. So anyway, Sarah, again, wonderful to have you today as we talk about Pentecost Sunday and all things going on at St. John. But what I want to know is what's new with you?
Yeah, it's really exciting. This parish office is really kind of slowing down. We're kind of getting into the summer season. A lot here, all of our sacraments are done, minus weddings. Father's got a ton of weddings coming up, but you probably know that better than I do.
I do. You got a lot.
it's really kind of a good time, a good chance for us to all kind of slow down to review what's kind of happening, what went well, what didn't go well, what can we improve, and just kind of move forward and then plan and dream big for next year of what can we do even better, you know, than what we did this year. And so it's just kind of a good time to just kind of step in. Don't know what's all going to happen, but we kind of have a little bit more fun here as a staff, you know, in general. Yeah. Maybe a few more ice cream days or a few days of cooking out or whatever else, or, you know, more geese coming around that we got to go sit by the pond and enjoy the nice weather. But yeah, so it's just kind of an exciting time. But I'll tell you what I'm really excited about. Summer's coming up. Vacations and going places and doing things. What's your plans for vacation or summer this year?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not what you think. I'm the only member of both my family and Marissa's family that's not going anywhere this summer.
But you just went to Colorado.
I went to Arizona this spring. Oh, Arizona. But everybody else is doing another trip. It's in some form. But that's okay. I like it here.
Are you going to at least do something fun around in the area?
I might. I think what I'm going to do is like buy myself something nice. I've got a couple like things on my like list of like wants that I've just kind of like set back. But I might, yeah, they might all come back from their trips and I'm, you know, I might have some new toys. I don't know.
You can jam out on your new guitar.
That's true. I can jam out on my new guitar. That might not be the only new guitar if that's a Ooh. Tease. So I found a couple when I was at the Sweetwater store in Fort Wayne, which by the way, if you are a musician or if you're just a fan of instruments or just like a cool shopping experience, go to Sweetwater, in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's amazing. They have so many cool products on display. They have, you know, obviously many walls of guitars. They have pianos, all sorts of microphones, equipment, things like that. So if you're even in that realm or you're just a fan of that kind of thing, and they have an awesome cafeteria, so you just go there for lunch, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, I might have fallen in love more than once. So I think I'm gonna have to take a trip back. But we'll see. Well, that's still to come. So they'll all be surprised, maybe, or not. So, but anyways, it's going to be a chill summer. You know, there's been a lot going on for me in the last year or so. So I think just having some time to, as you kind of said, just kind of take stock of everything and maybe have some more time to breathe. That's always a good time. That's always a good thing to have. So I'm just kind of looking forward to that. And yeah, but how about for you? Are you going anywhere crazy?
Yeah, so I'm really excited. Ooh. I'm actually going to Toronto.
Toronto!
I've never been to Canada, This is exciting. Like Niagara, but like I was young, so it didn't make any difference. Yeah.
And you're basically still in America at that point.
Right, that too. You so put, like, off to over. Toronto, hoping to kind of explore and kind of see what's all up there. And awesome. I love to go kayaking or canoeing, and so nothing really planned for that, but you know, nice. I've got some really good friends that I've always gone with in general. And so wonderful. We kind of plan and set that up. And so get a nice good tan, get nice on the river, just enjoy like a beautiful day. Like that's always one of my favorite things. And then Father and I get to go to CYSC then too this summer, Catholic Youth Summer Camp. And so that is by far, he says, his favorite week of the year. And just, it's a great chance to just get out of yourself, to go on the adventures. They've got zip lining there. They've got high ropes, you know, and it's really cool watching the kids like going in and being really scared. And then like enough of encouragement and everything. And they're like, that was so cool. I could do that. I didn't know that. So it's really cool to watch the kids like change and transform. And not only that, they do a great like spiritual job of everything there too. Yeah. And I'll tell you, like the kids last year are not the same kids when they go in compared to when they're leaving. So it's just an all good fun summer. So I'm excited.
It's wonderful. That sounds great. That sounds awesome. Yeah, you could argue that the, you know, the spirit helps them to maybe get that confidence too. To do those fun things. And then once they see that it's not that bad, then, you know, they go for it. And I think you're right with, you know, that they do change as people. And that's a wonderful thing. And we've seen that for some of our worship nights with testimonials that some of them have given. It's a really beautiful thing. So really powerful ministry that you're in. And I give you and Father great credit. Of course, the team down there at CYSC for all that they do. And just ministering to these young people, because that's, you know, all three of you, Bobby, Tracy, I mean, those are formative times for kids. And that's not something, and my mom was a Catholic grade school teacher for 33 years, and those are formative years that people really, that affects the course of their life. And to have a good grounding in faith and a good relationship with the Lord is vital for people. So I give all of you a great deal of credit for that.
They actually say around like the fourth grade or fifth grade is about when like a child's going to decide if God is real or not. Mm-hmm. And so really, like you're saying, those times are really formative years of like making those sound decisions and being able to practice their faith, not only then, but, you know, also for the rest of their lives. So you're right. It's a very important time. And but I'll also say, too, we've got a lot of fun things happening this summer with PBS here at the parish. Bobby and I both have different calendars that we've got going on here also at the summer. I mean, Bobby's got his leopard of a calendar out there and things of all the details and events for the high school students and everything. And then I've also got a fun for all the junior high students, different things of paint wars to you were doing bonfire nights to, you know, we're doing a night where we're going to go swimming at the Everly's Pond. And so just a lot of really good fun things. And there's a lot of details also in the bulletin of what's happening. But so, yeah, just a lot of exciting things happening for all of our youth then too.
Yeah, that's, I mean, what better time to get involved if you haven't been? And if you have been, I mean, there's some really compelling events. I mean, I'm 27 years old. I'm looking at these things going, man, that sounds like fun, you know? So yeah, if you have a child or, if you're listening, you're in that age group and you want to be part of this, as an alum of all these programs from many, many, many years ago now, it's fun. You make friends, you have, you know, there's all sorts of fun activities and, you know, you kinder an even better ship, relationship with the Lord, which is probably the most important thing. But you know, aside from that, again, you can have some really fun, really great fun with others.
Yeah, and you get to build a lot of friendships. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of those friendships I made back in high school and elementary school, like I still have.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, you're grounded in faith, and it's different than any other friendship that you have. And so, like, those are the friends that I really, like, excited to still see. And, you know, you just pick right back up, and it nothing changes, and you're just still walking together. And it's just a really cool bond, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Father and I were talking about a couple of weeks ago when we were reflecting on our first communions. You know, he had us on the back patio, which is the most crazy thing I've heard in my life. Mine was just a standard, I mean, not a standard mass. No mass is standard, but it was just like a typical gathering of people in a church building while he had the most cool thing. And I've got to tell you this. We actually celebrated his birthday with the staff after our staff meeting several weeks ago. His mother came, and she had listened to the podcast. Pat, if you're listening, thank you for the photos. But she had brought me the album, the photo album from 1986 with all the photos from Father Jeff's first communion with his brother, his twin brother.
I totally missed that. Wow. That's really cool.
And what a turnaround for her. She must listen like right away on Thursdays. So, Pat, great job of being engaged, being a follower. Thank you. You're one of few. No, just kidding.
You guys make that joke every week, but well, I promise you, like there's little, more than 10 people who listen to this podcast.
It's our shtick, though. I mean, give us something. We got to have a little something. We got to have a little fun. But she literally brought in this, and there was so many photos in there, and there was the you know, before the mass itself, the cake, the dinner, the family, the mullet. I mean, the whole thing. There was a cousin that had a wicked mullet. It was just such a sight to behold. And I was so happy that, but you think about the, I mean, she came here for lunch at like 11 o'clock and the podcast comes out at 9. So she had to like literally been like, boom. And had
she
that.
She knew exactly where their album was and was like, I'm bringing this today.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mom. Yeah. Everybody says nothing's lost until mom doesn't know where it is. And obviously Pat knows exactly where everything is. That's same with my mom. I'm like, I don't know where it's over there. It's underneath. Okay. Thanks. Great.
I mean, I'm not a mom or anything, but like, yeah, they're very magical. Eyes on the back of their head. They know exactly where things are. Mm-hmm. They keep everything in line, you know, all of those things. We're so blessed with some great moms.
Oh, 100%. And of course, Mother's Day was this past weekend. And what a great, great celebration here at church. And hopefully you showered your mother with all sorts of great, great praise as I'm sure all mothers deserve. So.
And also not just your biological mother, but other ladies who have also, you know, been 100%. In your life and like really have poured into you too. You know, I've got a lot of other moms that I kind of look to also in that direction too. So.
Yeah. Mother figures. Sometimes those are extra blessings that you get from God.
True story.
So
that's true.
Well, Sarah, any announcements that we can discuss for this upcoming week or upcoming month? I know we talked a little bit about the programming over the summer, but anything else?
Yeah, so just a couple quick thoughts here. VBS, the signups, is definitely on 23.church. And so we're looking for not only just kids to show up, but, you know, anybody who wants to come and help. So adults or any kids or junior high kids or high school kids who also want to just be that awesome role model. So VBS is coming up. Also then confirmation registration is up. So if you have a current seventh grader going into eighth grade next year, that is also up on 23.church. So that's also something kind of coming up and, you know, to put in the back of your mind. But then also really what's happening here on Wednesday, we've got the Eucharistic minister formation. And so that is, if you can't make it, you know, it's for everybody in general. But if you can't make it, it will be recorded. But it's also for anybody who's a current Eucharistic minister or anybody who also would really like to come and join us. Father Jeff Walker from St. Thomas More will be coming and joining us then too and giving just a great presentation is what they say. And so it's going to be just a great night, and come and join us if you, like I said, if you are a Eucharistic minister or if you would just love to jump in and be part of that ministry.
Or you can hang out with me in the camera booth because I'll be running the cameras.
Yeah, we really appreciate that too.
Well, it's all good. I mean, you gotta get it out there, right?
You're just a rock star, Parker.
I'm not. I just do what I can. But I actually kind of like doing the cameras. If I wasn't doing the music every weekend, that's where I'd be. Many know I was a journalism major in college, and though I was in front of the camera a lot, I really enjoyed the behind the scenes, all the tech that went into that. It was really fascinating to me to watch that stuff. So I kind of, you know, I'm not as good on it as I used to be in my prime, but. The TriCaster and everything with all the video elements, but I do like to, you know, so we'll have some fun with it for the Eucharistic minister event on the 22nd. That'll be good. Looking forward to that. So, all right, you ready for some scripture?
Let's do it.
All right, it's Pentecost. Here is the gospel. This is John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained."
Yeah, such a great reading. I feel like we've heard this reading here recently in general, but, you know, we call this Pentecost Sunday. And so you're probably wondering, like, Holy Spirit's mentioned, but not really like the main part of this one. So the crazy part is actually the real Pentecost is in the first reading. So psych there a little bit. But yeah, so it's just really kind of cool.
And there's also two gospels to choose from.
It was confusing. You're right.
It was very confusing. And it was even worse for me because I had to do the, I got to do the pastoral note this week, which, by the way, read it. It's I think it's very good. I think all mine are very good, but.
It's fire, you're telling me?
It's right? Oh, yeah. It's fire. It's fire. Father Jeff would say it's fire. Everybody would say it's fire. So please read that. But I actually wrote the note based on that gospel. So the gospel I just read. So if that's erroneous, then I apologize. However, it's still good information, and then you'll get double gospel if Father doesn't read that one at Mass. So, Sarah, the first reading.
Well, I was just going back to the gospel. Sorry, I'm flipping back. I'm just like, so one of those that, you know, if you're all of a sudden he just came and stood in your midst and you're locked in that room, you're really scared. You're like freaked out. Like, dude, I just saw you die, and now you're here in between the locked doors. I don't know how you got here. So you would be really kind of freaked out. And so I think then too, like, okay, I don't, like, we give Doubting Thomas a lot of problems, you know, but I really think, like, I would be like Doubting Thomas, like,
oh, yeah,
prove it to me. Like, I don't know. No way. That didn't happen. And so I think, like, just in general, like, we need more peace in our life anyways, with all the chaotic of just everything, every which direction, that we don't almost take those moments to just have that peace that we need. Just a chance to kind of pause and reflect, and even to hear or to pause and see what God's got to tell us. I think so many times we're pulled in so many different directions that, like, we just don't take those moments of just give me peace in this moment. What can I do? What do I need right now then too? So
yeah, absolutely. I mean, as we touched on earlier with the summertime, of having that kind of time to breathe in a little breath of fresh air, perfect kind of symbolism there, I guess. And also, I agree with you 100%. Like, everybody gives Doubting Thomas, like, oh, he's a bad apple. But we would probably all be right there with him if we're really, truly honest with ourselves.
I mean, we'd be a Doubting Parker and a Doubting Sarah. So, yeah. I mean, just poor Thomas gets
and
the bad
we'd be rap. Afraid, too, just like oh, they were. Yeah. So, again, you put yourself as a fly on the wall in that room. You'd be like, yeah, I'd probably be like them, you know? I'm sure, you know, and if you would be the opposite of that, then God bless you. That's fantastic. But unfortunately, we're all sinners. We all have flaws in our belief sometimes. But as Jesus comes and gives peace, and this is kind of what I talk about in the pastoral note, another plug for that, is that he understood the value of going and being with them instead of just sending them a sign. Like, he could have just sent the Spirit down.
Yeah.
But he went there with them. And as I touched on both in the note and also on last week's podcast with Bobby, again, several years ago, it was a sin for us to even be in the same room as people that weren't, you know, in our house. So now all of a sudden, you know, we're back to quote unquote normal. But there is a real significance there, and as we've seen with Mass, right, there's a significance in just being with others, right? That can be peace, and it can give peace to people. And I still remember, you know, the first couple weeks of when everybody was, you know, it was literally just Father Herb standing up in an empty church, and it just didn't feel like church, right? So, and everybody went through that in some way, shape, or form, but Jesus was, he knew that he needed to be with them. And so, again, tying that back in, that whole aspect of togetherness and being with one another and being present with them and being present to them was important. And that's why, obviously, the reaction of them was, they were happy, but they were still like, what's going on here? But him just being there, I think, was that act of taking that, you know, time, that opportunity to go and really be present with him, I think was very valuable for them.
Yeah, I love that. You're right. That's actually a lot of times how I see you build ministries and build relationships. You actually have to be there, like, together, and in person. And not only that, but, like, you can really get to know somebody by spending and sitting like across the table or having a cup of coffee with them. And it's not just some abstract person, but you're actually getting to dive into who the person actually is. And find out what their likes, what their dislikes are. And, you know, and so it's a much better way of loving them, you know, than to just to have that in-person relationship. And, you know, I think the best thing too is that Jesus came and spent time with us. You know, he was here 33 years on this earth to basically experience like a lot of the same things that we did.
Right.
And, you know, if you watched any of The Chosen, then too, he is joking right along with his disciples and ripping on them and giving them jokes of, you know, Andrew, you can't dance, you know? And so he was, you see more and more of how normal and how human he was, and that we put him on so much of a perfect pedestal, which he was perfect. But I think also too, like, he had a lot of fun. At Damascus down there, they say there's a lot of Catholics, but there's a lot of boring Catholics. And he says, you know, we as being Catholics, we shouldn't be boring. We should be fun and loving people. And that love to just have fun and do the different things and experience life to the fullest. And so that's really, I think, too, what he's really telling us is just to, you know, have that peace. But I do want to touch quick on the first reading of the Pentecost then too. Just that's really exciting of with confirmation. That's actually where we get it from, is from the Pentecost of the Holy Spirit coming and descending on the apostles there. And so in the first reading, you'll hear like they kind of talk a little bit about, you're talking in all these different languages and why can we understand you? And it's really cool of just the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, a lot of times I tell my confirmation students, you know, the Holy Spirit's the one who guides you and kind of puts you in that right direction of what you need in life, but also kind of what the right from wrong is, and showing you like what your greater and bigger path is.
100%. Yeah, that's really good. It's sort of, I have a sort of a analogy here. You remember back in the day when big desktop computers in the 90s?
Yeah.
I'm going somewhere with this, don't worry.
I got it.
And there was that little, you're in Microsoft Word, right? And there was that little paperclip guy.
Yeah.
Clippy.
Right.
And Clippy would always just kind of like be there in the background, and maybe you didn't want to see him at that current time when you were working on something, but Clippy was always there to kind of say like, hey, make sure you save your document or make sure you do this. And in no way am I trying to directly compare Clippy to the Holy Spirit. However, the Holy Spirit is like that voice, that inner compass, right? That sort of other sphere of your consciousness and conscience that sort of guides you in the right direction. And it might be a voice, it might be a feeling, but it's just kind of there with you always. But you know, it's just there. So that's my Microsoft Word Clippy.
The Holy Spirit's much cooler than Clippy. But well, I mean, I do like to save things, you know, that's always so you don't
give
lose
Clippy
them,
some credit. I mean, he was a fun guy to be around, but yeah.
His little moves that he would do.
Yeah, he would like shoot out of the corner of the screen and stuff. I'm like, why don't we have Clippy anymore? I mean, it's 2024, bring Clippy back. Anyways, the Holy Spirit, no matter what, will always be with us. No matter how many versions of Microsoft Word we might use.
True.
The Holy Spirit will always prevail in our hearts and in our minds. And with that, Sarah, how would you like to wrap us up with a prayer today?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right.
So in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, we're just grateful for you and your presence and all that you do for us. And we're grateful for the peace that you give us and also the opportunity to just walk in this world and this earth with us and be one with us and to know exactly what we're going through and all the joys and all the pains. And we're just grateful, too, that you sent us the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, to just come upon all of us to rest and to guide us and to show us in that right direction. And Lord, we just ask here that you bless our weeks, fill us with your hope, with your love, and that we may be a beacon of your light and to share it with everybody else that we meet. And so we just ask you, pour out your love, pour out your guidance and everything upon us. We ask this all through Christ our Lord. Yeah. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sarah, thank you so much. Wonderful to be with you today.
This was a joy.
Wasn't
it thanks, great? Thanks, Parker. So we'll have to do it again, maybe. We'll see what Father Jeff says.
I would love that. I would love that. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We will talk to you next week, and we will see you this week in the next.